Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're tracking our democracy in historic times.
We understand that immigration reform isn't just a collection of policies or debates in Washington. It could mean the full realization of the American dream for millions of families in every community in this country.
Democratic Representative Linda Sanchez of California is one of the lead sponsors of a wide-ranging immigration bill introduced yesterday in the House and Senate. The U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021 would provide a path to citizenship for nearly all the 11 million immigrants here without authorization and would allow more legal immigration. At a virtual news conference, Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey said the bill would help address the causes of migration: crime, violence, corruption, and poverty.
Beyond enhancing security and improving management of the southern border, our legislation also finally addresses the push factors, forcing so many families to flee Central America.
The bill would invest $4 billion in the economies of Central America. While Democrats have thin majorities in both houses, it would need the support of 10 Republican senators to avoid a Senate filibuster. For its part, the Biden administration is directing immigration and customs enforcement to focus more on migrants who may pose a national security threat. President Biden also declared an emergency in Louisiana yesterday after emergency declarations for Texas and Oklahoma. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas returned early from a trip to Cancun as criticism mounted he'd left as winter storms continued to crush Texas. According to Michael Steele, former chair of the Republican National Committee, politics in the Lone Star State is shifting.
Here's my prediction. Texas will be a battleground state in 2024. And my prediction is Republicans lose Texas in 2024.
Steele told a virtual panel hosted by the Brennan Center for Justice and the New York Public Library that Congress was right to impeach Donald Trump a second time.
I didn't like the outcome, but I appreciated and was grateful for the process, even though 43 members of my party thought and felt otherwise. What it did show was that this democracy is worth fighting for.
Joining similar moves in other states, yesterday Maine's Republican leadership condemned Senator Susan Collins for her vote to convict Trump. Also yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris talked about the 2.5 million women who have left the workforce since the pandemic began.
Women leaving the workforce in these numbers, it's a national emergency, and it demands a national solution.
During a virtual roundtable with members of Congress and advocates, Harris urged Congress to pass COVID relief to support women and children. In other items, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster signed a bill yesterday banning most abortions in the state. And Secretary of State Tony Blinken told his EU counterparts that the U.S. is ready to open talks with Iran. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Rosbrow-Tellum. Thanks for listening.